want some kitty bears.
Some wool.
That damn Beckerman spilled my tobacco one day on the floor. So he took it, he scraped it all back in the box, and he didn't tell me. I took a big healthy chew and got it in gravel and dog hair. Who knows what else? I spit it out and I said, for God's sakes, Beckerman, what happened to my tobacco?
You know, I think generally the whole Alcatraz movement has been a good thing and is a good thing. You probably get different interpretations from different people, you know. But I can understand why they feel that way. I've been able to develop a relationship with everybody of different factions, because I haven't totally gotten involved in, I'm completely out of political core. I'm on the fringe, just going in and out of it. This is how I feel, you know, because when there was the change in power structure, that period, I'd go from one group of people to another group, and this other group would tell me about the other people. These people don't, you know. So I just got both views on it, you know. And it's just sheer.
Can you tell us something about the internal problems that they're having in this political?
Okay. Well, the only problem that I'm fully aware of now. These are just, they're very important to these people, you know, they hassle over it, it's important. But, I'll give one example of just some of the problems now at some of the school. The school is run by the nursery school, for instance, is run by a Yurok woman, and her husband is Central American, you know. But he's there, and he believes in what his wife wants to do, you know. They lived on the reservation. They came over and joined the island, right? Okay. And then across the hall is Stella Leach, who's one of the council members, a quiet spokesman. You know, now. Stella Leach and company, I'll say, you know, no one in particular. Okay, they all say that the nursery school is not operating the way it should be, and they're using up more money than is necessary, you know, things like this. This is a little example, but I mean, that's the only difficulty going on now, is just a little misunderstanding between them. They don't communicate. They don't sit down and say, I mean, I've heard evenings of one story. I mean, I've gone in several evenings to one apartment, several evenings to the other, you know. And I just got on both sides of the stories. And they're all, you know, legitimate things to get uptight about, but it's all just a misunderstanding. All they have to do, from what I can see, is just sit down and talk about it. And just from what I can see, you know, I just try to mention things that these other people have said, you know, but questioning them on it more, you know, not directly ask, you know, insinuating anything. I mean, it's usually just a huge misunderstanding, but these people really feel all the same way. And it's just two things. But now I think just, you know, now that people have secured whatever positions, you know, they've been wanting, things are smoothing out. Last Saturday, the Alcatraz Indians and the Bay Area Indian organizations all met and voted to give Alcatraz priority as a problem for Indians around here, which is just a fantastic thing. Blew my mind that there was that much unity. Because just a month ago, some, like the Navajo community, for instance, in Oakland, objected to Alcatraz getting funds. And a couple of other organizations. Didn't think Alcatraz was really a priority. But this is all because of political struggles too within the different organizations. But wow, to have all the Indian organizations vote Alcatraz as priority, and Alcatraz is being run by student and young people.
Yes.
That in itself is an example of saying, you know, well, gee, you kids should be doing a thing. We'll give you a chance to do it. But the establishment should be saying to the young people now.